If I could change biology. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I know you can't change biology, but being buried in pandemic news for going on 3 months now, the mind starts to consider alternate universes. One of my New York relatives sent out a picture of herself on a hike in Manhattan, feeling especially cheerful because she's one of those who got through the virus and now has the antibodies. When her test came back, she posted an animated GIF of Willy Wonka's golden ticket. And I noticed on this picture of the hike that she was wearing a mask, like she's supposed to, which got me thinking. We live in this world of invisible nanoparticles where the simple act of singing can spread enough viruses to kill a person. It's one of the risks of being alive. We all have to accept it. I get that. But I have to ask Mother Nature, if that's possible, why is it not possible for the people who develop the antibodies to spread them the same way? Those antibodies, they can be even tinier than the virus itself. They could potentially float around. Would it really upset the balance of nature if the golden ticket people could spread antibodies the way sick people spread viruses? Why is biology so asymmetrical? Imagine a world where a recovered person could walk through a room singing and it would vaccinate the audience, where a certified antibody super spreader could come to your home and just kiss you. Then we'd truly be in this together. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.